And of course, here we have a randomized study. Before we kind of open this up, can you just get out the Valor data on the table before we kind of go further with this?
Yeah, the Valor data, that was a second line trial using aflibercept. And as you know, aflibercept targets the VEGF-A/B, but also the placental growth factor. So basically, it has a bit of an expanded range of growth factors it takes. And the scientific rationale for it would be it may work better than continuing with bevacizumab in patients who progress, as the natural history of the disease progresses, and you have more growth factors pulled in into the system trying to maintain the angiogenesis process. The original study that has been published a while back included more than 1,200 patients, but there was a subgroup of patients who came from the United States. And in fact, the presentation by Dr. Mitchell included those patients and looked into the overall survival, progression-free survival, and how long they were on treatment. And again, the benefit of adding aflibercept was seen in the subgroup of North American patients, 147 of them who were part of the larger trial. So in a typical U.S. practice, this subgroup analysis, although it was a small group of the overall population, that benefit was maintained by adding the aflibercept.
It didn't really seem like there's that much new compared to kind of what we learned about a year ago. Looks like overall there's a modest benefit. I think a lot of decisions, as we've already heard, are based on being used to, you know, bevacizumab or toxicity issues. So I didn't really see anything new and earth-shattering in these data.
It's just that you drew our attention to a U.S. population.
Right.